This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue made it to the Farm Progress Show and answered a lot of questions about tariff relief payments. He defended the half-penny corn payment as being what the formula used called for. He said that he wished it was more comparable to the soybean payment. I don't. That would mean that they would have totally ruined the corn market, too, and it may take them until next year to get that done. If we have an 850 million bushel soybean carryover at a yield of 50 bushel per acre next year, we may have to dramatically reduce soybean acreage by 9 million acres to get it back down, assuming China is buying soybeans by this time next year. Shifting 9 million acres to corn and wheat would ruin those balance sheets and markets too. I don't know how much money they have for tariff relief payments, but I bet that China intends to find out. Somebody is getting to buy some cheap beans at taxpayers' expense. As to the half-cent a bushel corn tariff relief payment, it was not so much the desire for a larger payment that was questioned, but why they would bother with any payment for a fraction of a cent. That is a waste of everybody's time and energy with no financial benefit. Republicans always say how they are full of common sense. Not that time. China was not buying U.S. corn, so we did not lose that market. Following through with NAFTA 2.0 would remove the threat of hurting corn exports to Mexico. Now Donald is throwing Pearl Harbor back in Japan's face after 77 years, threatening auto tariffs on them. That would be delayed restitution. It also means that he can still mess up ag trade with Japan, and that would be a disaster on top of a disaster. A big fight with the European Union is going to come around too yet before he is done with the global trade war. Undersecretary Bill Northey accompanied Perdue, saying that China has it coming because it blocks biotech products and has erected barriers to ethanol, sorghum, beef, pork, and poultry. He forgot DDGs. That is true, but the European Union is far worse. They use the precautionary principle to justify non-science-based trade barriers and are far more protectionist to U.S. ag products than China is. Whatever trade relationship Trump is looking at, he is typically describing it as the worst ever in history, with us being stolen from. I would put trade with the European Union in first place with the worst ever category. He let the EU off temporarily while he focuses on China. But they will get a turn behind the woodshed with Trump, too, unless he is lying about fixing trade inequities. There's every reason to believe that given pod counts and weather that the soybean crop will finish higher. The technical downside objective for spot soybeans is 768. That would put cash bids in North Dakota almost down to $6. That would be pretty close to the combination of the local roan rate and the tariff relief payment. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has a narrative for the E15 vapor waiver that is designed to escape close query. He claims to support it and claims that Trump supports it. The excuse he gives, however, is more manure. He says that they will come with year-round E15 when they work something out with petroleum refiners. Those jerks already got their RIN waivers, undermining and diluting the RFS. They do not need anything else. It is likely that Trump is just waiting for the right moment ahead of the November election to announce approval of the E15 waiver. The problem is that he has already done that a couple of times, once from the Oval Office. It is as if he doesn't run the EPA. Ironic, isn't it, how he blasts Attorney General Jeff Sessions for recusing himself from the Mueller investigation? It sure as heck looks to us like Trump has recused himself from the EPA over the E15 vapor waiver. He says he supports it, but all we get is lame excuses from Wheeler and Perdue about what they still have to do for big oil first. The summer fuels regulation season is June through August, so if the waiver is announced now, it will be time to have missed the entire 2018 summer fuel season. I don't think that was a coincidence. That means it would not be until next June until the waiver would apply. However, stations, knowing that they could sell E15 all year round, would add the fuel choice to pumps. Mexico reportedly doesn't like calling the bilateral trade agreement the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement. They have not agreed to the name. They have not relented on NAFTA yet either. There is a problem. Trump gave Congress notice that he was going to renegotiate NAFTA. That sets up a procedural problem where he can't bring them a bilateral agreement with Mexico and call it NAFTA under the rules of trade promotion authority that Congress gave him to negotiate under. So that does give him incentive to finish the deal with Canada. They were hoping to finish a deal on Friday. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.